Are there ways to make it more affordable? Answer. Sometimes I have to get creative with my clients to solve the financial burden of healthy food, but this is a problem that must be solved. We need healthy food to have healthy bodies, and as the market discovers this, it responds. I hope this means that healthy food will only get more available and affordable for all. I see it happening already, as mainstream health consumers are finally discovering that poor quality food-induced health issues have hit a crisis level and are demanding better. But until this happens everywhere for everyone, here are some of my favorite strategies for making healthy eating affordable. Buy in bulk and buy on sale. If that means getting a large freezer or cooking big batches of things and freezing individual portions once a month, think about how much money you can save with a little more invested effort. Look for the sales and shop around. Find the best deals. Most cities and towns have at least a couple of places to buy food, with rotating sales and more emphasis on health foods like organic produce and grass-fed meat, such as one day every month, where everything in the health food aisle is on sale. Many stores also have apps that feature deep discount specials for app users only. Fortunately, healthy food is becoming more in demand, and that means you don't always have to go to the most expensive stores anymore. In fact, places like Trader Joe's and even Walmart have great deals on organic food. I was at Trader Joe's the other day, and the organic apples were cheaper than the non-organic apples because they were uglier. Personally, I don't care about ugly. I want apples that will make me healthier, and that's what I want for you too. And if I can get them for cheap at Walmart, then I will. Find your local farmer's market. Farmers markets are an amazing source of fresh local food, often at a cheaper price than the grocery store. To get an even better deal, stop by at the end of the day with cash when the vendors are in a negotiating mood. I've scored some amazing deals on fresh vegetables and fruits doing this. Many farmers markets also have locally raised grass-fed beef, pastured pork, and free-range chickens, and even wild-caught fish. Bill your insurance. Some insurance health savings accounts, HSAs, might cover or reimburse you for the cost of some of your food if you have a doctor's prescription written on a prescription pad for foods related to a particular nutrition plan you are on for your health, especially if you have diabetes or your doctor has told you that you should lose weight. A lot of my clients take my programs to their doctors and can get these prescriptions because the doctors are aware of the results I get with clients whose weight loss is medically necessary. Check with your doctor and your insurance company to see if this might apply to you. Question. I live in another country, and we have different fruits, vegetables, and fish. How do I do this plan? Answer. I find that most people have success with any type of wild-caught fish, and I don't specify fish types on the food list, so enjoy whatever ocean bounty is available to you. As for vegetables and fruits, there is so much variety and diversity across the globe that it would be impossible for me to encompass the options in every country that would be acceptable on this program. Typically, what I recommend for those whose options are different and who can't get the vegetables and fruits listed on this food program is to try to duplicate what is listed. For example, with vegetables, you can substitute leafy greens for leafy greens, or root vegetables for root vegetables for any recipe. With fruits, you could substitute stone fruits for stone fruits, citrus fruits for citrus fruits, or berries for berries. If it seems close in type and color, then you should be fine. Question. I hate, or my spouse hates, vegetables. I really don't see how I can eat that many. A portion is 2 cups minimum? I don't think so. What can I do? Answer. Honestly, the professional advice I have given many of my clients, including those who are internationally famous or have a mind-boggling net worth or who are superstar athletes, is to literally plug their noses if they must. This is the super sophisticated method I learned when I had kids. In all seriousness, though, we must find a way to get those vegetables into you if you want to gain and maintain optimal health. And there are ways to minimize the yuck factor, especially for those of you with super sensitive taste buds. If you don't like a vegetable cooked, try it raw. If you don't like a vegetable raw, try it cooked. Get brave and try some vegetables you haven't tried before. Maybe you haven't found your favorites yet. Puree vegetables and add them to soup stock, stew, chili, sauce, casserole, or any other savory recipe where you won't notice them or have to experience the texture. Throw leafy greens into your smoothies along with some fruit or raw cacao and fresh mint to mask the flavor. Work on desensitizing your palate. Start small and gradually increase your portions. Break up portions throughout the day. Choose the vegetables you hate the least and then get braver. Basically, do your best and remember that it is less important to love the taste of every single bite of food you ever take and more important to get the nutrients you need to be healthy. There are unique anti-inflammatory and metabolic enhancing micronutrients that can only be found in vegetables, gosh darn it. So they need to become part of your life. You can do this. Question. I have a thyroid issue and I'm not supposed to eat cruciferous vegetables. What are good options for me to get all the vegetables in? Answer. There are many vegetable choices on the food lists that are not cruciferous vegetables. Asparagus, beets, carrots, cucumbers, green beans, leafy greens, mushrooms, onions, peppers, radishes, and squashes. You can always substitute any vegetable for any other vegetable. Choose those vegetables that aren't cruciferous vegetables. Cruciferous vegetables include broccoli, cauliflower, and cabbage. If a recipe you want to try from this book uses cruciferous vegetables, any other vegetable should work too. That being said, there is some new thinking about thyroid issues and cruciferous vegetables. When people have thyroid issues, we look at four things. 1. A lack of thyroid hormone production. 2. A lack of conversion from a produced hormone to an active hormone. 3. A dysfunctional conversion from produced hormone to active hormone. And 4. An autoimmunity situation where the body is self-destroying the hormone production site. The cruciferous vegetable debate really only has to do with the dysfunctional conversion problem. What science is now showing us is that typically those individuals have a problem with glutathione metabolism, and that means you don't necessarily need to avoid cruciferous vegetables. What you need to do is make sure you are also eating a lot of antioxidants and selenium-enriched foods. The metabolism revolution is heavily weighted toward antioxidants and selenium-rich foods, so you may not need to worry about cruciferous vegetables after all. Talk to your doctor. Or, as I said before, substitute other vegetables for the cruciferous ones if you're worried. If you want to learn more about this, I have written several blog posts about thyroid issues on my website. Question. How do I get calcium if I'm not drinking milk? Answer. Calcium is a mineral that helps build bone, clot blood, and contract muscles, and also helps the nervous system communicate with the rest of the body. You need about 1,000 milligrams of calcium every day. People tend to associate calcium with dairy products, but a lot of great foods include calcium, like kale. 3.5 cups have as much calcium as a glass of milk. Arugula, broccoli, oranges. 1 orange has 60 milligrams of calcium. Sardines, 3 ounces with bones, has almost 400 milligrams. Salmon, halibut, sesame seeds. 3 tablespoons has 280 milligrams, raw almonds, and legumes like white beans, black beans, chickpeas, kidney beans, and pinto beans. It's easy to get enough calcium when you include these foods in your diet. You don't need dairy products. Question. I'm pregnant. Do I need to do anything different than follow the standard 4-Life guidelines? Answer. Congratulations. What an amazing thing your body is doing right now. The only things I would tell you to do while pregnant are 1. Don't diet. You need a lot of good food to support everything your body is working on. 2. Avoid metabolic disruptors even more stringently than you normally do. They are listed in the previous chapter. 3. Get plenty of protein. Specifically, I recommend 60 grams per day during the first trimester, 80 grams per day during the second trimester, and 100 grams per day during the third trimester. 4. Eat lots of healthy fat. Your baby needs omega-3 fatty acids in particular, the kind in fatty fish, for brain development. However, so many larger fish like tuna are contaminated with mercury, it's a good idea to limit your fatty fish consumption to wild-caught smaller fish only, like sardines, herring, and anchovies. Wild-caught salmon from Alaska and the Pacific coast are also a low mercury risk. 5. Eat tons of fruits and vegetables for their many micronutrients. Enjoy this beautiful time, and with good nutrition, you may even find you have fewer uncomfortable side effects. Question. I'm nursing a baby. Is there anything particular I should focus on? Answer. Yes. Don't worry about weight loss right now. Instead, focus on lots of variety, and especially lots of fruit, which helps keep milk production up and the nutrient quality of your milk high. I generally recommend that nursing moms have 5 servings of fruit every day. 11. 4-Life Specialty Recipes. You can continue to relish any of the Metabolism Revolution recipes you love from Chapter 6 while on the 4-Life Plan, but you can also expand your horizons with recipes that incorporate new ingredients on the expanded 4-Life Master Food List. These recipes take advantage of those foods, including some of the foods to ponder I talked about in Chapter 8. Head over to the supplemental PDF to see all of these recipes and enjoy your new bounty of options. Super Simple Supported Plan. My community loves to get in the kitchen, share recipes, and find the best ingredients to make metabolism-fueling food. But sometimes that's harder than it sounds. Or maybe you think it sounds totally hard. Sometimes you were busier than usual. Sometimes you just don't have the energy. Many of my clients and community have expressed interest in a plan that uses my products to minimize cooking even more. If you need an even easier plan than the regular Metabolism Revolution plan, try this super simple supported plan, which uses my clean, vegan, whole food-based, micronutrient-rich, anti-inflammatory, and metabolism-supportive metabolism meal replacement shakes for breakfasts and lunches, along with very easy and portable snacks, and the same easy-to-prepare-ahead dinner every night for part 1, and another every night for part 2 for both weeks. This streamlines prep and mealtime in a way that will help you get more done in your day when you can't spare a second. Diana's Super Simple Supported Plan. Diana is a little bit like Sue. She has an extremely busy job as a pharmaceutical rep, so she has very little time to prepare meals. She also travels 2 or 3 days or more every week, so she's often nowhere near her kitchen anyway. She really wanted to drop 12 pounds, and her metabolic intervention score put her with Meal Map A. But she told me she couldn't prepare meals every night, and how was she supposed to handle travel? Easy, I told her, and then I showed her this plan. The only information she needed was 1 model day for her Meal Map A Part 1, and 1 model day for her Meal Map A Part 2. Every day of Part 1, the first 4 days of each week, according to the Meal Map A 4-3 split, she would eat the same thing. A metabolism meal replacement shake for breakfast, A simple portable snack in the mid-morning, another shake for lunch, a simple afternoon snack, and a part one dinner. She would do the same thing in part two, but with compliant snacks and a part two dinner. I explained that she could spend one day, just one, preparing the two recipes. All she had to do was make 8 portions of her chosen part one dinner and 6 portions of her chosen part two dinner. She admitted she had a free Sunday, and she spent only 2 hours making the recipes. She packed up the week one meals into individual portions in the refrigerator and packed up the week two meals in individual portions for the freezer. She found a shaker bottle, and I showed her how to portion out her shakes in zip-top bags for travel. All she needed was a bottle of spring water for each shake, something she could easily purchase on the road. Diana reported back to me that it was easier than she thought it would be. She was even able to keep her pre-prepared dinners in a cooler and heat them in a hotel microwave when she was driving, and once she even packed 2 frozen dinners in her suitcase for a flight. Her snacks were easy to keep in her purse, and the shakes went with her everywhere. She loved being able to pour, shake, drink, and be done with her meal. And by the end of the 14 days, 13 pounds down. Now Diana lives the fast metabolism for life lifestyle, and a year later, she's still at her ideal weight and holding. The map on the PDF shows exactly what she did. Note that this meal map contains the 2 dinners Diana chose, but you could choose any part one recipe and any part two recipe to make ahead for your dinners. You could also make more than one dinner if you have the time. Just be sure it coincides with the correct part and that you prepare it in the amount appropriate for meal map A. Note that weight, water, and exercise are not included in this sample meal map, but Diana tracked them, and you should too, on your blank meal map. Super Simple Supported Plan for Meal Map A, Diana. Part 1, Monday through Thursday. Breakfast. Metabolism Meal Replacement Shake, 1.5 scoops. AM Snack, Orange. Lunch, Metabolism Meal Replacement Shake, 1.5 scoops. PM Snack, 1 cup berries. Dinner, steak and quinoa bowl. Part 2, Friday through Sunday. Breakfast, Metabolism Meal Replacement Shake, 1.5 scoops. AM Snack, apple with 2 tablespoons almond butter in travel-friendly packets. Lunch, Metabolism Meal Replacement Shake, 1.5 scoops. PM Snack, pear and 1/4 cup raw pistachios. Dinner, rainbow chicken and veggies. David's Super Simple Supported Plan. David works in law enforcement, and he is on the night shift, so he rarely gets to share a meal with his family, and often finds himself in the kitchen in the early hours of the morning before sunrise, wolfing down whatever he can find for his so-called dinner. To his chagrin, David had gained 25 pounds during the first 2 years of his new job, and while he wanted to get in shape and back to a healthy weight, he found it extremely difficult. He was on the opposite schedule from his family, and when they were all awake at the same time, he wanted to be with them, not working out at the gym or worrying about following some diet plan. I knew the Super Simple Supported Plan would be perfect for David, whose metabolic intervention score matched him with Meal Map B. I explained that he could easily bring his shakes and snacks to work with him, and if he prepared a simple dinner, he would only have to warm it up when he came home early in the morning to eat something that supported his health goals. Then I showed him how he could eat the same thing for every part one day, the first 3 days of each week, and then the same thing for every part two day, the second 4 days of each week. I helped him choose 2 meals he could cook with little effort and freeze so his meals would be ready for him. He shopped ahead and got a shaker bottle for his metabolism meal replacement shake, and he was ready to go. Every evening he packed his portion shake powder, 2 bottles of spring water, his 2 daily snacks, and his shake bottle, and took them to work with him. He told me he was never hungry because the shakes were so filling, and he felt like it was always time to eat again. Within 14 days, David had lost 14 pounds and decided to do the plan one more time to knock off the last 11 pounds. The map on the PDF shows exactly what he did. Note that this meal map contains the 2 dinners David chose, but you could choose any part 1 recipe and any part 2 recipe to make ahead for your dinners. You could also make more than 1 dinner if you have the time. Just be sure it coincides with the correct part and that you prepare it in the amount appropriate for meal map B. Note that weight, water, and exercise are not included in this sample meal map, but David tracked them, and you should too, on your blank meal map. Super Simple Supported Plan for Meal Map B. David. Part 1. Monday through Wednesday. Breakfast. Metabolism Meal Replacement Shake. 2 scoops. AM Snack. Apple. Lunch. Metabolism Meal Replacement Shake. 2 scoops. PM Snack. Pear. Dinner. Lemon Basil Pork with Wild Rice. Part 2. Thursday through Sunday. Breakfast. Metabolism Meal Replacement Shake. 2 scoops. AM Snack. 4 ounces nitrate-free turkey deli meat and 10 olives. Lunch. Metabolism Meal Replacement Shake. 2 scoops. PM Snack. 4 ounces bacon chips and 1/4 cup guacamole. Dinner. Sausage with roasted veggies. Sally's Super Simple Supported Plan. Sally has a big family, 4 kids ranging from ages 4 to 13. While Sally knew she needed to drop at least 50 pounds, she felt stuck because she had a family who loved to order pizza, pick up drive-through fast food, and snack on sweets. "And they're all skinny," she moaned. I explained that the reason she was the one having problems was because her metabolism needed repair and that we could get that done together. She was motivated, but her biggest concern was her family. She knew they simply weren't in a place where they would be on board with the kind of foods she would be eating. "No problem," I told her. "The Super Simple Supported Plan is for you." We calculated Sally's metabolic intervention score and determined that she needed meal map C. And I explained that with the supported plan, she could have easy shakes for breakfasts and lunches, portable snacks, and the same pre-prepared dinner every night for part 1, and another one every night for part 2. The rest of her family could get the food they wanted while she focused on doing what she needed to do for herself. She was game, so we picked 1 part 1 dinner and 1 part 2 dinner. Because meal map C has a 3-4 split, she made 6 portions of the part 1 dinner and 8 portions of the part 2 dinner. She put the meals for week 1 in the refrigerator, portioned into individual servings, and the meals for week 2 in the freezer. She was excited to start, and by the end of the 14 days, she was down exactly 14 pounds. She was so inspired that she decided to do the plan again. And what's even better news is that her family was so curious about what she was doing and so interested in the yummy home-cooked food she was eating that they decided to help her do the regular plan the second time around. But she still kept those shakes on hand for those extra busy days. The map on the PDF shows exactly what she did. Note that this meal map contains the 2 dinners Sally chose, but you could choose any part 1 recipe and any part 2 recipe to make ahead for your dinners. You could also make more than 1 dinner, if you have the time. Just be sure it coincides with the correct part and you prepare it in the amount appropriate for Meal Map C. Note that weight, water, and exercise are not included in this sample meal map, but Sally tracked them, and you should too, on your blank meal map. Super Simple Supported Plan for Meal Map C. Sally. Part 1. Monday through Wednesday. Breakfast. Metabolism Meal Replacement Shake. 2 scoops. AM Snack. 1 cup blueberries. Lunch. Metabolism Meal Replacement Shake. 2 scoops. PM Snack. 2 cups sliced strawberries. Dinner. Chicken and black bean tacos. Part 2. Thursday through Sunday. Metabolism Meal Replacement Shake. 2 scoops. 4 ounces nitrate-free turkey deli meat and 1/4 avocado sliced, wrapped in lettuce leaves. Lunch. Metabolism Meal Replacement Shake. 2 scoops. PM Snack. 4 ounces nitrate-free beef jerky, 1/4 cup hummus, and celery sticks. Dinner. Ginger lime salmon. This is Erin Bennett. We hope you have enjoyed this unabridged production of Metabolism Revolution. Lose 14 pounds in 14 days and keep it off for life. By Haley Pomeroy with Eve Adamson. This program was produced by Common Mode, Paul Fowley, Technical Director. Executive Producer, Suzanne Mitchell. Text copyright, 2018 by Haley Pomeroy. Production copyright, 2018 by HarperCollins Publishers. All rights reserved. Thank you for listening.
Audible hopes you have enjoyed this program.